Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to WFHB for another exciting Firehouse Session interview. This is Abby, and I'm very happy to be here with indie rock legend Sadie Dupuis and Andy Moholz of the super influential band Stevie Ortiz. Sadie and Andy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Abby, you're making us feel all confident at 11 a.m. This is, I'm gonna be unstoppable today.
That's great. That's what we want. We usually start our Firehouse Sessions with a song. So I was thinking that I would play the latest Stevie Ortiz single, which I love more and more every time I hear it. Is there anything you want to tell us about Ghostwriter before we play it?
What do you got for us, Andy?
Well, it's a song that we unanimously chose. The rest of the band, Sadie wasn't so sure if it should be the single, but
Yeah, that's not what unanimous means. I got outvoted by the rest of my
75% unanimous. But it's because we were playing it live and it was connecting really well with the audience, and we love playing it. So it's one of our faves.
That's great.
Yeah, and I sort of wrote this one about just feeling consumed by rage at all hours of the day. I don't know if this is a relatable feeling for any listeners out there, but especially when you're trying to work on community-oriented projects or projects to change the things you're angry about. I find that being so furious all the time is actually exhausting. And so this is a song about trying to let go of just like 10% of that so I can feel it towards things that matter. Like when Andy and I were working on, we did a project with our local musicians union, where we were trying to and succeeded in getting some instruments donated for incarcerated musicians, and we drove them around to state facilities in Pennsylvania. So that's what we were working on while I was writing the song.
Very cool.
And that's where rage is useful, is directed towards helping
Abolishing
people.
prisons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, here is Speedy Ortiz with Ghostwriter. You've been listening to Speedy Ortiz here on WFHB. So your new album, Rabbit Rabbit, came out on September 1st via your label Wax 9. It's your fourth studio album and the first Speedy Ortiz album in 5 years. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I read that the album was recorded in two different studios, one in Joshua Tree and one in Neo, Texas. Can you tell us a little bit about that and your process in the studio?
Yeah, so when I was initially working on the demos for this album, it was just at this desk I'm sitting at now. But a lot of the sounds I had in mind for it were recorded at Rancho de la Luna. So I was thinking about the Desert Sessions. I was thinking about Mark Lanegan. I was thinking about Queens of the Stone Age. And a lot of that stuff was kind of inspiring what I was working on. And then in a twin coincidence, I was also thinking about a lot of Texan post-hardcore bands, and I was thinking about Sparta, and I was thinking about Mars Volta and At the Drive-In and Trail of Dead. And some of those bands have worked at Sonic Ranch in Tornillo, where I mixed the last Sad 13 record. So I had worked there before, but not in a recording capacity. And then while I was working on these demos, the band would, I'm going to put band meeting in big scare quotes for the listeners. We're having band meetings where really we were just getting iced coffee and gossiping, but we were kind of mood boarding. We were just like talking through what our dream options would be for going to record. And this was late 2021, so we hadn't left the house at all in a year and a half, and we thought it would be really wonderful to get to go to a remote location and to work at a residential studio. And so we checked on the availability of both Rancho de la Luna and Sonic Ranch, and they were both available for like half the time that we wanted. So we decided to go to Rancho de la Luna, and then we took a road trip to Sonic Ranch to finish up. And it was really
That's
cool,
great.
especially since like a lot of the sounds recorded in those studios had inspired the early demos. We could kind of have we could have those room sounds and that equipment in mind as we were practicing as a full band.
Well, that's so cool. I was about to say that you, on this album, I also read that you tracked more than 50 guitars, about 100 effect pedals, 30 amps, and found sounds produced by bedpans, debit cards, and BB guns.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible. Do you love recording? Do you love being in the studio?
Yeah, it's the best part to me.
It's so much fun. When I was younger, I was scared of it, and I grew to it. It's also my favorite part now.
Yeah. I was just talking to someone, I can't remember who it was. Like, did I go to a show this week? A couple nights ago, I was talking to someone who was basically like, I do it all to be touring. I don't care about the studio. I just want to get in and out, and touring is the thing I care about. And I'm like, it's not that I don't like touring, but I view it as a means to an ends of getting to be in the studio. Right. So we definitely treasured our time at both of these places and tried to take full advantage of everything that they had to offer, equipment wise and location wise. And even before going into the studio, we sent David Ketching, who runs Rancho de la Luna. At studios typically will send you a gear list before you go in, and frequently you'll say, I want to use this and this and this amp or this piano, and they'll make sure it's tuned and the tubes are fresh for you. And we basically sent David a full list of his entire equipment. We're like, we're going to use everything. and I think he did tell us we used the most equipment of any band that's been in there.
That's very cool.
It's true.
I thought it was really cool to hear that Sarah, cousin of Illuminati Hotties, co-produced and mixed the album. Mm-hmm. And I know that she is a huge Stevie Ortiz fan. What was it like working with her?
Well, we're like besties. And this is the second project that Sarah and I have worked on together, but she's good friends with the whole band. And when we knew we wanted to work at these studios, these are both typically places where you'll bring an outside producer, mm-hmm. Or engineer, I should say. And Sarah lives locally enough and happened to have the time off. So it was great to get to have another one of our favorite friends with us, especially after, you know, we started in March of 2022. So I really still hadn't seen most of my friends in 2 years at that point.
Yeah. Well, I think now would be a good time for another song. This one, I think, is my favorite. I keep playing it on my radio show. Is there anything you want to tell us about the song Scabs before we play it?
Well, here's a fun little tidbit of something that didn't happen, but we almost got Max Collins from Eve 6 and John McCrea from Cake to do backing vocals on this. I was texting with them about some musicians union stuff, and I was like, would you guys do some vocals on this? And they both said yes, but then Joey wound up playing a vibraslap on it, which is the percussion that's pretty featured on Cake songs. Oh, and I was like, I cannot send this to him now that it has vibraslap on it.
Flying too close to the sun.
He'll never speak to me again.
That's hilarious.
So instead, we just got all of our friends who are in the studio to do different backup vocals, as well as the full band.
Very cool. Well, here is Speedy Ortiz with a single from the new album, Rabbit Rabbit. This is Scab. You've been listening to Speedy Ortiz here on WFHB. So outside of Speedy Ortiz, you do a lot of things. You recorded and released two solo albums under the moniker Sad 13. You have an MFA in poetry and have two books of poetry published. You've written for outlets like Spin, Nylon, and Playboy, and you are a union organizer. That's a lot.
But it feels so little at the end of every day, you know?
I know that Bloomington band Brenda's Friend is opening at the Bishop. And Amy O of Brenda's Friend is the director of Girls Rock Bloomington. And I think that you have also been involved with Girls Rock. Is that right?
Sort of. Both Andy and I worked at different times, worked at a summer camp that was gender inclusive, but had like a rock camp component where there was a recording studio for bands and they'd put on camper rock shows. And when I was a kid, I went to this camp as well. And so I started learning to record when I was 13 and playing in bands, you know, around that time. And it was a really important part of my musical education, and I think was responsible for why I'm in bands today. So I've had a ton of friends who volunteered for Girls Rock Camp. And I'm sure if there was a Girls Rock Camp near where I lived at that time, you know, in the early 2000s, I'm sure I would have been part of it. But tons of our friends have worked for Girls Rock Camps. And then Speedy did a tour in 2015. That sounds true, where we donated all of the profit to Girls Rock Camp Foundation so it could be dispersed among different rock camps. And we had camper bands open for us every night. And I want to say Amy O at that time was part of Willie May, which is the New York Girls Rock Camp. We did Willie May for one of our shows, which was cool.
Oh, I'm pretty sure also, Sadie, that one of those shows is the first time I met you.
I think that's true. Yeah. Yeah. Andy. Andy and I both played guitar for a band called Very Fresh, and I got to see him play with them after I was no longer in the band, and that's how we first met.
Very cool. Well, it looks like we have time for one more song, and I thought we should play Plus One, which is another single from Rabbit Rabbit. Anything about this one that you want to tell us?
Well, I will say, like, I was for sure thinking of some of those. This is one in particular, those like Texan post-hardcore bands. And so when we're at Sonic Ranch, it's always funny to see road cases that are stenciled, spray painted with Sparta on them, or like at the drive-in. I think there's a whole bunch of Jim Ward equipment at Sonic Ranch. But yeah, this one was really fun to get to work on. It's a really fun guitar interlocking thing between me and Andy. And we really got into the weeds with figuring out some of the rhythms and note interplays on this one. So
very cool. Here is Speedy Ortiz with Plus One. You've been listening to Speedy Ortiz here on WFHB. Thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate you making the time to do this.
Of course.
Thanks for having us.
We can't wait to come. You know what I should say is I don't think Speedy's ever played in Bloomington.
Really?
Yeah. And I went for the book tour and was like, wait, why haven't we been playing here every time? I love it. I had one of my favorite tour breakfasts ever with Amy. I can't wait to come back.
Bloomington's a special place for me too. My dad taught at the college there in the 70s, so it's it's cool to go back there.
Oh, very cool. Well, we are so excited to have you here.
Oh, and I'll say one more thing. We were, when I was there for the book tour, it was the day that the Secretly union got recognized. Wow. And I think the guy in charge was at the reading, so I was psyched to see that not only is it the home of like the first record label union, but that management is in support. That's cool.
Very cool. Well, I'd love to hear that. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, Speedy Ortiz plays the Bishop tonight with opener Brenda's Friend. The show starts at 9 p.m. This is your host and Firehouse Session Coordinating Producer, Abby Naruzzi, and I'd like to give many thanks to our Music Director, Kristen Brackenhoff, General Manager, Zara Turner, and to you for tuning in to WFHB.